There's not been a lot of talk about this team, despite the fact that they were an 11-win team last year, have a quarterback that has been much talked about, both for good and bad reasons, and coming off an injury, which usually quarterbacks coming off an injury end up, that's where like the intrigue is for the national NFL media. But there has been one talking point, and I heard it listening to Northeast Ohio's own Nick Shook, friend of the station, former 92.3 The Fan intern, by the way, and Greg Rosenthal on the NFL Daily podcast. And it has everything to do with the Browns defense and the idea of it being overrated going into the season.
I'm going to start with your Browns then and just say the Browns defense may be a little overrated. And here's why I think that. When a new coordinator shows up, like happened for Jim Schwartz a year ago, and he immediately improves them like by so much, you usually expect a little bit of a decline the following year. They had an easy schedule last year, but they went from 16th in DVOA to first by a long shot. One of the best defenses we've seen in a long time, Shook. And you look at where they're spending money, $190 million on their offense, the most expensive offense in the league. Not like I see a ton of holes in their defense, but I think it's natural that the schematic advantages that Schwartz brought last year aren't going to necessarily carry over. You see this with defensive coaches a lot into year two. Who knows? Maybe it started to show up in that playoff game when they got smoked by the Texans.
I totally agree. In fact, that's one of the things I included in the camp countdown for NFL.com was, is this Browns defense actually for real, or was last year a bit of an aberration? I do think they come back to earth. I don't think they're going to be the best team, the best defense in terms of yards per game allowed in the NFL like they were last year.
So I actually don't think anything either guy saying is unfair. I think the farther we've gotten away from 2023, as fun as that season was, the Browns defense last year was actually overrated. I don't care what DVOA says. I don't care what the yards per game says. They were not the number one defense in the NFL because they were wildly inconsistent. There were games where, and it's funny because, you know, they talked about in kind of more of an expanded part of that conversation, well, but you played all these kind of quarterbacks. And in fairness, like the Browns got a lot of good breaks on their schedule. Aaron Rodgers wasn't there in, what is that, week 17 last year. Like Joe Burrow was hurt. You look across, you got some lucky breaks there. At the same point, like, bad quarterbacks did blow them up. Gardner Minshew looked like Joe Montana against them in the Indianapolis game. And a week before, they made Brock Purdy, who was one of the best quarterbacks statistically, they made him look like a chump. So it's not their inconsistency last year didn't fall in line with they just beat the crap out of a lot of bad quarterbacks. They actually had a fair amount of success against good quarterbacks too. But they weren't, in my opinion, they could not have been the best defense in the NFL because they just weren't consistent enough. So to this idea of the Browns defense could come back to earth, I think they were a top 10 defense. I do. I think you could probably make the case that they were top 5 defense. But there's a part of me that thinks that we shouldn't confuse statistics with reality. And so this is a year where they might be 5th in DVOA, but if they're just more consistent, I think we're going to be feeling more comfortable about them, even if, oh no, they gave up 300 yards to Pat Mahomes in the Chiefs game. Yeah, a lot of people give up 300 yards to Pat Mahomes. Did they win? And did they consistently generate pressure and or turnovers against these quarterbacks? I think you're going to have to live and die. I think you're going to have to live a little bit this year with some performances against elite quarterbacks where your defense doesn't feel elite. You have a bit of a gauntlet coming up. Myles Garrett and Deshaun Watson talked about it this year, about that there's no getting around the amount of, ridiculously good quarterbacks that you have in terms of Pro Bowls or four potential future Hall of Famers. That doesn't mean they can't still be really damn good. And I think the thing that we forget is, going into last year, you had questions on your defensive line All right, we know Miles is going to start. We know Za'Darius is going to start. We know Dalvin's going to start. Where's the rest of the production coming from the defensive line? By the end of the season, they were 8, 9, 10 guys deep on the defensive line. While we always know they've got really great corners, we went into last year wondering what the hell's going on at safety. Came out of there 5 deep in the safety room. Like, Ronnie Hickman looks like a player. De'Anthony Bell, I don't know, he's more than a rotational safety. I didn't come into last year thinking he was a rotational safety. Even linebacker, I know they lost Taki Taki, they lost Jacob Phillips, they lost Anthony Walker. I think they got better in the middle with Hicks. And they did play a lot of those young linebackers late. I don't necessarily feel as bullish on the backup linebackers like I do the backup safeties. But I think if we're just going to judge this off of DVOA, yeah, of course they're going to come back down to earth. It's very, very rare that you're ever number one in the NFL in key defensive statistics every year. But you don't need to be. If this year you're the 7th best defense in the NFL with this schedule, it's more impressive than if you were number one last year with that schedule. Because to be top 7 this year with this schedule, you're going to have to be consistent. And the only reason I think they might not take a step back, other than they're deeper going into this season right now than they were going into last year, I actually like one or two of their young rookies that they've drafted that might actually be able to surprise us this year. Other than like those reasons, or, hey, it's year two on the defense, maybe you actually take a step forward because everybody's comfortable and they know their job and you know the system, is that it is now a cliche to say the Browns defense is overrated. It is. Because, and again, these guys have very valid reasons for feeling the way they do. So I don't want to make it seem like I'm going after Greg or Nick, because it's fair conversation. If you were the number one defense last year, it's fair to ask, are you going to be that again? But it's the number one narrative I've heard about this team. And the one thing that you can count on is most narratives that everybody in the NFL are 100% on, most narratives end up being wildly wrong. Hey, the Chiefs are going to take a step back. Oh, they won the Super Bowl that year. Well, Mahomes is great, but you're not going to be able to win the Super Bowl with these wide receivers. They won the Super Bowl. That's just one team. Do I think they're going to be... Do I know they're going to be the number one in defense in the NFL again? No. But am I certain that the step back is going to be that they go back to being the 16th best defense in the NFL? I would be shocked if that's where they were.